The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation? Drops in the dollar's value? Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%. While gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Reminder that we're wrapping up our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. It takes place every year at this time, cleverly enough, during the summer. And we've got tens of thousands of dollars worth of goodies that we'd like to share with you. And all you need to do is participate on the program. Call in with a question, a comment, a concern, anything involving consumer tech. Help for another listener. We love those calls as well. And you're on the air, and that automatically has you winning prizes. So what's that number for the last minute if you've not called the entire summer? My goodness, what are you waiting for? 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. And you can call anytime, 24/7. Our next guest manufactures branded consumer technology solutions. Okay, we'll find out what that means. The Chief Operating Officer for the Fesco Group is Raymond Levy. Raymond, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Dave. Fantastic.
Good to have you with us. What are branded consumer technology solutions? What does that mean?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, it means that a brand is something that's recognized by the general public. So, for example, we manufacture merchandise under the Car and Driver brand, and that is something, Car and Driver is a brand that's recognized.
Uh-huh.
We have some other products that we manufacture that aren't necessarily global or a globally recognized brand. But
gotcha. I'm seeing things on your site like Kobe and Gourmilla and Jetson.
Right.
I get an Epilady. Not that I'm familiar Epilady. With that, but I'm seeing those kinds of things. So.
Right.
Terrific. One of the things that got our attention from what the Fesco Group is involved in is helping drivers with a fatigue monitor. Is this something that you actually do?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we're introducing a fatigue and distracted driving monitor. Today it's become a huge problem with, distracted driving is something that's obvious to everybody because we all have mobile devices, and people tend to start looking at their mobile devices while they're driving, and it really doesn't take a whole heck of a lot. I mean, just in a few seconds, you can travel several hundred feet on the highway, and even if you're on the street going at a lower velocity, you're still covering a lot of ground, and there are a lot of things that are happening in front of you in split seconds, so not having your eyes on the road is extremely dangerous. Plus, we're finding that fatigue is a huge and growing problem for whatever reason. People are up late at night more than they ever were before. They're not getting a full night's sleep. Technology is probably the culprit here as well.
Yeah.
And people are on their devices more than they ever were before, and they're not sleeping properly, and they are dozing off the wheel. And all of those can be catastrophic. You know, they really have tremendous ramifications. So, We are introducing a fatigue and distracted driving monitor. It monitors your pupils and your eyelid movement, and it can determine whether somebody is fatigued or not. And if it is, it will warn you. Also, if somebody closes their eyes, it'll warn them right away. And furthermore, it has the ability to, through facial recognition, to determine when a driver is facing the road and not looking down, you know, whether it's could be doing anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be on a mobile device, but it could be anything that they're looking at while they're driving.
Yeah, maybe even just something simple as looking down too long at your air conditioning controls or your radio or any number of things when you need to be concentrating on the road.
Absolutely, absolutely. So those are things that have caused a lot of problems, and we all would like to avoid them as much as possible.
And of course, it used to be that fatigue was the issue before we had all of our mobile devices, and you're absolutely right about that issue. But now we've complicated our lives and these dangers so dramatically with all of our devices and things to distract us even more, including but not limited to other people in the car.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very well said, Dave. Fatigue, while it was always an issue with driving, you know, people have been drinking coffee, stopping and taking naps, you know, that's always been associated with driving.
Yeah.
But it's become more and more of a problem today. I mean, workers are showing up to the office fatigued because they're up late at night on their devices. It's
sure.
too tempting. So it's not just the problem that it was at one time and the basic problem of people driving fatigue, but it's a problem that is becoming worse and worse. Until we actually get to the point where we have really good self-driving cars, we're going to have to use every means possible. And just on that note of fatigue, 43% of adult drivers admit to having fallen asleep while driving, and that's the
wow.
National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So that's pretty severe.
Yeah.
Now, you don't really have to doze off for very long for a disaster to happen.
For sure. No doubt that driver fatigue and distraction can be deadly as well. 1 in 4 car accidents involves a drowsy or distracted driver. So, Raymond, tell me about this device. I mean, is this something that we clip on to the visor in front of us or put on the windshield, hopefully not blocking any view? Tell me about this fatigue monitor.
Yeah, Dave. So what you do is you put this on your windshield directly above you and centered with your, with your nose. It doesn't have to be perfectly centered, and you calibrate it. You long press the on button, and it calibrates. And once it calibrates, it's now set for the driver. And generally speaking, you can have multiple drivers, and even if you calibrate it for one, it will most likely work for all of them because the field the range which it collects information is usually bit great enough that if you have multiple drivers in the same vehicle, it should adjust accordingly. And if not, somebody would just calibrate it again.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's your tiny grandma that's barely seeing through the steering wheel, that you probably don't have to recalibrate it for every different driver. How big is the device? Describe what it looks like for us.
Yeah, it's probably, I would say, about one inch by maybe 1.5 inches by 3 inches. It's not too big. Rectangular.
And it sits on the windshield in front of us, but doesn't apparently cause any distraction.
No. It sits at the top of the windshield, and it won't block your view.
Okay, gotcha.
A lot of drivers are using today, putting dash cams in their car, and these things are not interfering with anybody's line of sight.
True.
While they're driving.
And I'm assuming there's no monitor on it that we're distracted by looking at it. Like some people are looking at their dash cam video monitor rather than the road. Don't do that either, people.
Right.
But there's nothing that's going to distract us, but in fact help us to avoid distraction. Does it beep or something when we look away for a certain period of time? Or if it senses that we've closed our eyes, how does it react?
If it senses that it senses fatigue, it will sound a loud screeching alarm. And if it notices that you're doing this quite often, it will recommend that you pull over and maybe you should take a rest. If it's distracted, if it notices that you're not looking at the road, it'll tell you please watch the road ahead. So you get a different alert depending on the type of warning that, you know, whatever it is that it identifies.
Sure. And I would imagine that while they're very beneficial for any of us as an individual driver, that they would be perhaps even more important, because we're talking about the ability to save even more lives, if they would be, let's say, installed in every bus, in every truck, you know, the big semis and things of that nature. Not that those aren't already some of the most safe drivers on the road, but also, though, I think some of the most fatigued. I think most truck drivers will admit that, yeah, between truck stops sometimes on these long hauls, something like that would be very helpful to them.
Absolutely. And you said it. You have long-distance truckers who are driving, and I'm sure they would be comforted to know that there was something that was going to warn them should they get a bit fatigued, as well as the trucking companies. And we all know that these big semis can cause bigger accidents than just an ordinary vehicle. So anytime you have a situation where you have a big truck involved in an MVA, motor vehicle accident, it's usually disastrous. I mean, we've seen them, and anything we can do to help them would be fantastic. School buses, you know, obviously they're carrying young children and lots of them all in one vehicle, so it would definitely be something that we want them using. You've got rideshare, you've got Uber, Lyft, other taxi drivers that are driving many hours, and you know, these drivers need to drive a lot in order to be able to earn a living, so they're spending a lot of time behind the wheel. And, you know, I'm sure there are points in the day, no matter how much coffee you drink, where that somebody is eventually going to get fatigued. And it's comforting to know that there's a device that can detect that and warn you and certainly wake you before disaster happens.
What is the device called, and is it available yet, and how much?
It's the Car and Driver Co-Pilot. It'll be $179.99. And it should be available beginning October 1st.
Okay, so just in time for the holidays, talk about a perfect gift for someone with safety in mind, and that would certainly be well worth a look at. And more information can be obtained from thefescogroup.com, I'm assuming?
Or carandrivertech.com. We don't have the product up there yet, but it will be there. As soon as it's available on the market, we'll be putting it up on the website, carandrivertech.com.
Okay, terrific. Again, carandrivertech.com. Raymond, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Dave, thank you very much.
My pleasure. We'll stay in touch and see if we can't follow up. Make sure you let us know when they are out, and we'll be sure and let our audience know as well. Carandrivertech.com for more. I'm Dave Graveline. IntoTomorrow.com is our site, where we will link you to Raymond's site and all of our guests on a regular basis, and we'll continue bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.